Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Finally, the solution to your weight management woes has arrived. Henry Meds offers access to compounded GLP-1 medications from the comfort of your home. The healthcare providers at Henry Meds make access to weight management treatments fast, easy, and affordable.
After starting this journey on compounded semaglutide from Henry Meds, I'm down 85 pounds. This journey has been life-changing.
Go to henrymeds.com/Pandora to start your weight management journey today. That's henrymeds.com/Pandora. Results may vary. Not all patients are eligible. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Consult a healthcare provider to determine if treatment is right for you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The special criminal court heard yesterday of a bugged conversation between Gerard the Monk Hutch and former Sinn Féin councillor Jonathan Dowdle as the two were driving to Northern Ireland. They discussed Daniel Kinnan's state of mind following the Regency shooting, among other things. Now, to fill us in on the latest detail is investigations editor with Sunday World, Nicola Tallant. Nicola, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, can you talk to me about the status of these recordings that are being heard? Because that status is not confirmed yet.
Yeah, it's really strange, and it could only happen in the Special Criminal Court where there's three judges and no jury. But the tapes are being played. Whether or not they're going to be admissible as evidence, are they going to be accepted by the court as evidence, will then be argued afterwards. So it's kind of like the cart before the horse as such. We're hearing them, we're reporting on them, but they may or may not be considered as part of the state's case against Gerry Hutch.
That seems a remarkable way of doing business. Has it happened before?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, there's not that many tapes that are played in courts. I mean, I certainly have been in two cases in the Special Criminal Court. One was a paramilitary guy. There was tapes that had been recorded out in a pub in North Dublin. They were very difficult to hear, actually, and from memory, myself and a few other journalists were given a transcript so as we could follow them. And the other case was when the hit team tried to kill Gary Hanley, a Kinahan hit team. Gary Hanley was an associate of the Hutch mob, and there were recordings from within the car. In that case, they were pretty clear and they were played over a couple of days, but they were, from memory of that case, they were accepted in evidence. In this case, it's because the car travels from the south over the border into the north. This is the dispute. You know, will this, the tracker records, the use of the tracker and the audio be legal? Because it was all, these conversations happened basically outside the jurisdiction. And actually, we can see from yesterday where the car exactly goes over the border. You know, you can hear the conversation that happens in the south and then the conversation that happens as they go into Newry and beyond.
So presumably the defence has no argument with the conversations that were heard before they crossed the border.
Well, even that hasn't kind of come out yet. There will be a big legal argument after this. Brendan Grehan, senior counsel, is representing Gerry Hutch, and he has been up and down on his feet throughout and has indicated that this is happening. The court is aware that this argument will happen, this legal argument. So exactly, you know, whether they look for the whole tapes to be thrown out or what, I don't know. But certainly the fact that it was used, and the defence are kind of accusing the National Surveillance Unit of using the tracker device to keep tabs on Hutch while he was over the border, and they have you know, resisted that and said absolutely no way that they would walk away from a computer if they were monitoring a tracker If it goes north of the border because it's outside their jurisdiction. So this is all kind of going on in the background.
I'm wondering in other cases where there might have been an international dimension to a case, Nicola, that you've reported, you know, a lot of the activity of the drug gangs happens in Spain. There might be, you know, a trail of a drug consignment arriving in Ireland. And I don't know whether you've ever had a Spanish policeman or a Dutch policeman or woman arriving in court and testifying as to something that happened in another jurisdiction?
Like, I don't know. I mean, certainly yesterday they did ask the then head of the NSU, was there similar kind of cases to this where there had been recordings over the border? And he said not in his memory. Usually what you'll have is you probably won't have the recordings taken outside of a jurisdiction being used, if you know what I mean. I'm just trying to think, would EncroChat, which would have been the big hack, the recordings were probably made in a central area of France or the Netherlands and then passed on to the other jurisdictions for use. But the recordings would have all happened within their own jurisdictions. We can kind of go down a bit of a rabbit hole. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't have the legal knowledge to really...
Well, we shall wait and see. But in the meantime, they are played in court and therefore they are reportable and, you know, you've heard them. What did we glean from their conversations?
Yeah, it was really, really interesting because so they're in this car and Jerry Hutch, the state say, is picked up by Jonathan Dowdall. The state say they're on their way up to the north to organise giving back the AK-47s, which were used in the Regency Hotel, and they're up for meetings beforehand. Now, there's something like 420 hours of recordings from this car, which is Dowdall's Jeep, and they're going to play 10 into the court, which are relevant. So they kind of, they start off talking about a couple of individuals we've heard about during the case before, but we don't really know who they are, a guy called Fish, a guy called Wee. Fish, they're kind of claiming, is somebody who's a little bit reckless. He's looking for them to do something, not clear exactly what it is. But, you know, if we take the state's case, it's obviously something to do with the removal of the weapons from the south. And Jerry Hutch actually at one point sort of jokes that, you know, Fish is looking for a Blue Peter badge, which maybe shows his vintage because it's a long time since Blue Peter was on the television. But they go on then to talk about... It's clear that Jerry Hutch has only come back into the country. This is March 7th. The Regency Hotel attack happens on the 5th of February. And in the meantime, his brother, Neddy Hutch, has been murdered. And that funeral has happened in Dublin. The funeral of David Byrne has happened. And, you know, the city is in a huge sense of high tension. There's a critical threat to an awful lot of people in around the north inner city. Jerry Hutch has obviously been away. He tells Dowdall he's come back in through Dublin Airport, where two detectives are waiting for him to question him, and they basically approach him, and he says hello to them, and they say to him, could they ask him what his movements were on the day of the Regency Hotel? They caution him, and he gives Dowdall a little bit of a lecture where if you're cautioned, you should never say anything. He says that if he tells them where he was, they'll just go and knock on another few doors and he'll implicate other people. They'll be looking for these other people to kind of confirm where he was. So he says nothing to them. Dowdall is filling him in on a lot of the publicity that has been going on, you know, a lot of what was in the media. He asks him about a few stories that were in the media, including one actually was in the Sunday World about his front door being left open at the house in Clontarf. And he says, oh, that's not true. Dowdall says, well, look, there's been so much publicity about this. Should there never be a fair trial? There's no way they could ever have a trial. They discuss the Regency. They talk about how... The cops, they say, both of them basically say that the guards haven't a clue. They don't know who the Regency hit team are. Jerry Hutch makes a remark that actually, you know, nobody knows who those Regency guys were. They didn't even know who one another were. He says, while obviously from the photographs that the man and the woman, that was that famous photograph of the of Kevin Murray, the late Kevin Murray, and the man in drag running from the scene, you know, they're 100% who they are, he says, but they don't know who anyone else is. And then they go on to talk about bombs, actually, like weirdly, you know, they're in the middle. Sometimes they're kind of just having a normal conversation about what did you do last night? How were things? And then all of a sudden you've landed into the middle of this conversation. In particular, Jonathan Dowdall is doing a lot of the talking. He's talking about this odourless putty, which he says the monk should have in his pocket. He talks about him needing a detonator. and that there's a chemical reaction, an electrical pulse, to make that work. As such, they would be the components of a bomb. Jerry Hutch says to him, what would happen if you put that under a motor car? And he says, well, it would blow the bottom off it. Jonathan Dowdall tells him. The monk asks him, what would happen if you put it in a building? And he says, well, if you put that in a restaurant, it would blow the floor off. They talk about these yokes. Now, funny enough, actually, the word yoke is used quite a lot. A Dublin phrase. The state in their opening said that they are stating that when they have this conversation, and Jerry Hutch says these three yokes have to go back to the north, they're going to be thrown back up to the north and given as a present to the provost, that he's referring to the three AK-47s. And he does make that remark during those tapes. He says he's going to throw those three yokes up to the north. And they go on. There's a lot of kind of bad language in it, a lot of crude conversation. Some of it is quite funny. You can see that sort of Dublin sense of humour coming through with certain things. But they have the conversation about the Regency. They talk a lot about Vinnie Ryan, if you remember Alan Ryan's younger brother, who was murdered out in the north side of Dublin very, very quickly after the Regency. The crime hasn't been actually solved, but they talk about that, and they talk about how this will be reflected on the provosts in the north, you know, that a lot is coming back to their door, the Regency and this Ryan murder.
It's interesting. You know, there'll be hours and hours still to come, and obviously some of the allegations made by the state, like the yokes, refer to AK-47s and the identity of various people who are named or unnamed. So it'll be a fascinating time for the rest of this period. But then, of course, as we said at the beginning, Nicola, this is all going to hinge on the admissibility of all or part of this audio.
It will completely. And you know, like journalists, we were all sitting there going groaning at the idea of having to listen to 10 hours of audio, right? And everybody was ready to tweet from the courtroom, but the thing comes so quickly, nobody can keep up with it. Like, it is actually quite fascinating, and there's so much to it, and there's going to be another 2 days of this at least, as these 10 hours are put into the court record. Then Friday, I reckon, they could start on the legal argument. If they do, sometimes the court is actually operating very efficiently. There's three women sitting, maybe that has something to do with it, headed up by Justice Tara Burns, and they're using every minute of the court. She has been very conscious from the beginning about how busy the special is. You know, you can't get a trial at the special for a couple of years at this point. There's two of them running, but it's just full of chock-a-block, and how precious the time is. So sometimes she will say, well, you know, this is going to take 2 days. Let's do that next week. Let's take more evidence this week. It's racing through. It's going to be finished, I would think, certainly before Christmas. Predicted at the beginning it would go into the new year.
Nicola Tallant, Investigations Editor with the Sunday World. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.